I invite you to close your eyes and ponder your own questions you have for what that could be that brought you here this evening. What is it that you wish to know? What do you wish to discover? And for many of us, it is the inner discovery, the self-discovery, the self-realization that attracts us to come and hear what Kryon might have to say, that will give us insights, often on the things we already know. And so it feels more like a remembrance rather than a revelation. And so in the energy of that remembrance, that revelation, let us now ask Kryon, dear Kryon, please reveal to us more about the magnificence that resides within.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The revelation of the majesty within, the magnificence within, is what is happening right now on the planet. Can a human being exist in turmoil? That is what this particular channel is really about. And that is one thing that shows the magnificence of the human when the answer is yes. This particular series, this month, is going to be about the four attributes of mastery that we have discussed before. You might title these four as the destiny of mastery. Now, that's an odd title. Some will say, well, what you're really meaning, Kryon, the future of mastery, perhaps what's going to happen with mastery on the planet. No, I said the destiny of mastery. One is the discussion of what's happening in the future that could or could not happen, and the destiny is the discussion of what will happen. The destiny of mastery on this planet is that it is destined to arrive for humanity. That's the destiny of mastery. Last month, we gave you some prophecy information, some practical information of what is happening in the future regarding the new kind of human coming in as the old soul, the light worker, who has come from an old system of karma and Akashic record to a new system of the human who is done with that, that is not going to be driven by an old system of the past, but instead is going to be driven by something internal. And that is new, a piece of the soul which has been put into that 24th pair of chromosomes, your DNA, that's awakening. All of this to say that this is what I expected, what I've seen before in other societies who have gone through this, and here you are doing the same thing. Dear ones, this is a major marker for humanity. Mastery is at hand. And that is why I will be talking more about the attributes of mastery, taking a look at some of the things, if you haven't heard it before, that mastery then is part of, embraces, melds with, regarding especially everyday practical things for the human being. The first aspect of mastery that we taught, and perhaps one of the most important ones because it is so practical, is this one. Mastery represents peace, a safe, serene place in the midst of turmoil. In the midst of turmoil. And so that is why this particular channel was titled what it was, Humans in Turmoil. Now, how can mastery then start to work in your favor, even as you sit there alone by yourself, really not interfacing with anyone else? Does this apply to you? Oh boy. How many of you are in turmoil? And you might say, well, no, when I go outside and I have to deal with people, I'm in turmoil. When I turn on the news and have to deal with all the dysfunction on the planet, I'm in turmoil. When I go and people are talking politics and they're angry at each other, and that it actually wounds my heart because of what I see, then I'm in turmoil. You mean there's that 3D aspect is the only time you're in turmoil? I am talking about that which your mind does with your mind. I'm talking about those of you who have habitually been in fear. You're always in turmoil, some of you, and you know what I mean. It seems that you've been trained somehow or in tune with somehow the idea that you're a victim of the planet. You're in turmoil. How many of you are worried about money? You're in turmoil. How many of you have been disappointed, perhaps, in love? That's one of the biggest turmoils there is. To become unloved, to become betrayed. That is horrible. And you sit there spinning in turmoil, in self-doubt. That's the kind of turmoil we talk about. First attribute of mastery, say it again. The master can go to a place of peace, safety, comfort, in the midst of turmoil. That means that mastery that is starting to be given to humanity, not just when you return, old soul, but now, is starting to awaken through the processes that are happening in the shift and giving doses of this mastery right now. Now, perhaps that's another channel, because people might ask that, oh, you mean we don't have to wait for this? No, you don't. There is another system happening, a system that was revealed called the nodes and the nulls, which actually are giving information to your DNA and working with the planet's energy grid level right now. There are so many things happening for you that will then create mastery within you as you exist in this shift, dear ones. You don't have to wait. Judging by some of the comments from last month's revelation, again, we see such three-dimensional reactions. When I gave you the information of what's going on and what's happening with the new system, where you won't have an Akash, where you will wish to come back, there were those who instantly reacted and they said, yeah, but what about now? I don't like it now. What are we going to do now? I don't want to be here now. Not waiting, not understanding, not feeling the love that I have when I'm telling you this is changing for all of you, even while you listen. Sure, things are going to happen next time around for you, which are miraculous, you might say. But now things are changing. That's what the shift is all about. That's why human nature seems to be moving away from what you have experienced in your grandfather's world. It is not happening here now. Open your mind. Open your expectations. If you are doubting right now, I challenge you. to say this out loud. I give allowance for good things to go around my fear. Thank you, Spirit. I give allowance for good things to go around my fear. Because you know your fear stands right there in turmoil, right in front of you. You've just given allowance for peace and comfort to go around it and get to where it belongs, to make you peaceful. You can be peaceful in the midst of turmoil. Are you suffering sorrow for something that has happened? You can be peaceful even with that. You cannot change the past, but a master can understand the soup that you're in is the love of God. The soup that you're in life, is the love of that which is represented in your soul. This is what the master calls upon. This is the tool that you can practice. This is the one that is being given to you right now on the planet, even as you listen to this, through the things that the shift is creating on its way to a new kind of human when you reincarnate. But right now, this is the beginning of mastery in this lifetime while you stay. Every one of the teachings that follow in this month will be about that, about gaining those attributes of mastery now while you're here. You might say this is a good practice time for the next time around. Dear ones, this is yours if you want it. There are still those who wish to shut it off and say, no, not for me, not now. That is turmoil. Did you recognize it? That's the self-doubt. That's giving up. And you don't have to be there. You don't have to be there. Let the loving arms of Spirit encompass you right now and say, dear one, you are loved so much. We wish you to stay in peace, not in turmoil. We wish you to stay in comfort and in health, not in sickness. All of these things are part of this which you are manifesting as an old soul in real time on this planet. Don't let the habits that you learned before get in the way of the mastery that you're learning now. This is what the teaching is becoming with Kryon. More practical, the things that masters know that now are starting to be infused into that which is human nature on time through the shift, through that which I predicted 35 years ago would be with you. And it is. This is who you are right now. Oh, master in training, that's who I see when I look at you watching this program. That's who I see. I see you. And so it is.